This was a fantastic 2 days. I think it's another very strong ally, as together it's much stronger than obviously individual countries. And yes, it was a little tough. The numbers have gone up a lot, and they've gone up rapidly, and they're now going up further. There's a great, great spirit leaving that room. The United States commitment to NATO is very strong, remains very strong. So I think NATO is going to be very, very effective.
Are you still threatening to potentially pull the United States out of NATO for any reason? And do you believe you can do that without Congress's explicit support and approval?
I think I probably can, but that's unnecessary. And the people have stepped up today like they've never stepped up before.
President Trump tried to leave NATO nations reassured of U.S. support for the time being as he wrapped up his summit appearance with a press conference in Brussels today. And now the president begins his first official visit to Britain since he was elected. The working visit will include tea tomorrow with Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle and also a meeting with Prime Minister Theresa May at her official country residence, Chequers. But President Trump comes at a challenging time for the prime minister. Earlier this week, two members of May's cabinet quit over her Brexit plans.
The people voted to break it up. So I would imagine that's what they'll do, but maybe they're taking a little bit of a different route.
As for President Trump, he's expected to be greeted by widespread national protests. For more on the visit, we turn to Tim Bale, professor of politics at Queen Mary University of London.
On the one hand, the argument for leaving the EU is predicated on the idea that we can get a better deal in terms of trade with all sorts of other countries, China, India, and of course the USA. However, the way that Donald Trump has been behaving on trade recently, I think has spooked a few people who wanted that to be the case. There are also, I think, very big concerns about President Trump's attitude to NATO and the Western alliance. This country at the moment has very, very poor relationships with Russia, and anything I think which is seen as weakening Western defense against Russia is a problem. And certainly some of the things that President Trump has said at the NATO summit, I think, will be very worrying to Britons.
And let's talk a little bit about the agenda for his trip. He's calling it a working visit, but not a full state visit, correct?
That's right. It was originally due to be a state visit, but it was downgraded. I think the feeling in Britain anyway, rightly or wrongly, was that it was downgraded because a state visit really would have been perhaps too much of a kind of a security, but also a political risk for the prime minister, because as we know, President Trump is not the most popular world statesman in the UK.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. There is a blimp, I believe, a floating blimp. Can you tell us about this?
There is a big blimp, a kind of hot air dirigible, I think the word is, of President Trump as a baby, which is going to be floating above central London during the time that he is here. And rather controversially, that was given the go-ahead, as it has to be, by the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, who some of your listeners may know fell out with Trump on Twitter a few months ago over the issue of London and multiculturalism and immigration.
And now the president, of course, President Trump, has said that he's fine with protest. He said, and I'm quoting here, "I think they like me a lot in the UK. I think they agree with me on immigration." Liking him is one thing. Agreeing with him on immigration, especially in a, if I may, a post-Brexit UK, doesn't seem too far off.
Well, I think certainly we have seen over the last decade, you know, the importance of immigration in politics in this country, and it is one of the things that drove Brexit. Interestingly enough, attitudes since then seem to have softened a little on immigration, and I think there was quite a lot of alarm at the kind of separation of children we saw at the US-Mexico border in recent times. That was a very, very big story in the UK. And generally speaking, I think a lot of people felt, as they did, of course, in the United States, that that was really taking things too far. But he's right to say that, you know, a restrictive attitude to immigration, which he has, is probably shared by most Brits.
So speaking of this visit, it does come right before President Trump's planned visit with Vladimir Putin. Is there concern in the UK over what President Trump's next steps are?
Well, I think in the light of the poisoning of the Russian spy Skripal and his daughter, and now, of course, a sort of knock-on effect from that, the poisoning of two ordinary British people by what most people think anyway is the sort of Russian security services, there is a great deal of hostility, I think, towards Russia, irrespective of the fact that actually we enjoyed the the World Cup soccer there. So I think, you know, any American president who is seen to be cozying up to Vladimir Putin is not going to be particularly popular in the UK at the moment. And of course, it comes back to this point about, you know, the security architecture of Europe. Because we are leaving the EU, you know, we really need NATO more perhaps than we've ever needed it before, even during the Cold War. So any sense that the president is somehow going to cozy up to Russia, weaken NATO in any way, is something that would really worry most British people, because we know we rely on the United States and we rely on NATO for our security against a much bigger country.
And the president has actually, you know, beyond the UK, he has asked countries to increase their defense spending, particularly Germany, to that point. And there seems to be some tension on whether or not that will happen, whether or not Germany will actually reach the 2% that they agreed to back in 2014.
Yeah, and actually, that is something for which there is probably a good deal of sympathy across politics in the UK, obviously outside those people on the sort of far left who don't, you know, like NATO at all. I think there is a feeling, even in the UK, that we and France and the United States, of course, bear a rather unfair burden in NATO, and that a country like Germany really does probably have to step up its spending. Then again, there is a certain amount of concern about the way that Donald Trump has expressed that over the last few days. These things need to be done diplomatically and by negotiation, I think most Britons would feel anyway, rather than, steaming in and banging heads together and telling people that, you know, they need to do this or, you know, terrible consequences will follow, which is kind of the way it's been presented in the media here.
Tim Bale is Professor of Politics at Queen Mary University of London. Tim, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.